Well, Christchurch Art Gallery has apologised and pulled down controversial art after complaints the works appropriated Māori culture. Reports Lee Marama McLaughlin, the RNZ Māori news correspondent, Windsor Gallery has removed Ronja McElroy's art, which included a painting of a white woman with a moko, bare-breasted, wearing bondage. Ada Institute of Canterbury Māori liaison Atama Moa, who wears a mataora facial moko, was quoted in the article saying the art was offensive and inappropriate. And locally, we remember Atama Moa reported in Te Ao Māori News advises non-Māori to be educated and be open to korero with Māori communities on art. To quote, inquire with a Māori person first, ask them, is this appropriate? Well, Anna McAllister is a poet, performance artist and researcher whose work weaves in tikanga Māori, manawahine and modern cultural identities. Anna, tēnā koe, welcome to the panel.
Kia ora, thank you for having me.
So, yes, this gallery pulled the work. The right thing to do?
Yes, definitely. I think that we need to, as an arts community, understand that galleries have a huge role to play in te tiriti and in cultural relations in Aotearoa.
And you did a thread too, didn't you, on Twitter? You say, look, this isn't new, that you find one example of cultural appropriation every single day.
Yeah, absolutely, I do. I get sent things on my social media from other Māori people who have seen horrible pictures of their own tipuna sent to them of artists misappropriating their culture every single day. And this is a thing when people say colonisation isn't happening anymore, we should just get over it. Well, this is colonisation in action. This is colonisation affecting Māori people every single day. And it's in the arts community, which is a community that should be at the forefront of these issues.
What is cultural appropriation in art? Is it using what motifs and themes that don't belong to you and using them without consultation, without asking?
This conversation around cultural appropriation by Pākehā artists in New Zealand has been happening for years. It's been going on for generations. We've been saying, as Māori artists, that it's not appropriate for Pākehā artists to borrow, take, steal, or adopt aspects of Māori culture for their own gain. They might take a picture of a kui and they might know her name, but you could never understand her like her descendants do. They might know how to draw the lines of a moho kauai, but you have no idea what those lines mean to Māori people. And if you did knew what those lines meant to Māori people, you would know never to take it for yourself.
Right. Some would say, I mean, what's wrong with, I mean, we don't know the artist's intent. She could be trying to honour or highlight tikanga Māori in her work. Is there no way to fuse, say, Indigenous elements within a body of work if you're Pākehā to say, I want to actually give homage to that and use it? I mean, this goes on around the world, doesn't it? The fusion of cultures.
Yeah, absolutely. And we're not saying that Māori should have no relation with Pākehā. We're just saying that if you're a Pākehā artist and you have an appreciation for Māori culture, then educate yourself. If you were educated in Māori culture, then you would understand why it's inappropriate. And if you are that much in love with Māori culture, then make space for Māori artists. There are amazing Māori artists all over the country at the moment making groundbreaking work that is getting no recognition. This particular artist was in multiple galleries. She'd won multiple awards. And that just illustrates that this is a systemic issue within New Zealand art that has been happening for so long and is continuing to happen every single day.
It's good to have you on the program. Anna McAllister, poet and performance artist. Thank you very much for your time. Well, interesting story this, the cultural appropriation of art. Morgan, what's your thoughts on this?
I tend not to look at issues like this through a cultural appropriation lens because I think it can be quite confusing for people because, you know, culture is built on exchange. So I think it can often lead people astray if we look at it through the lens of cultural appropriation. The way I like to look at issues like this is to ask, well, has the artwork retained mana and has it retained Modi? And in essence, has it retained integrity or has it maintained integrity if it's a representation of someone else or
right.
of Māori culture? And in this particular case, absolutely not. It has not retained or maintained any integrity at all. That's incredibly offensive to take, just as Anna was saying, to take for self-gain. And it's, you know, I don't think it's on. And it really baffles me that this happens, like Anna says, every day. It's 2020, how many years after the treaty signing, and yet we're still grappling with these very same issues, which have been around since the 19th century. It's quite depressing to me that people like Anna and many others in the Māori art community have to go out there and fight this fight every day. So, you know, I hope people learn from that.
Tricky one for curators, perhaps, Morgan. They have to be educated on how to spot art with, as you say, Māori or that mana, and how they weaved it in a proportionate way. Because this has been this notion of appropriation has been labelled at other artists in the past, hasn't there?
Oh, absolutely. Theo Schoon, just recently, there was controversy over the appropriations and their work. But I think it's an indictment on the New Zealand art world and the curatorial world that there are so few Māori curators in the major institutions and in the regional institutions as well. And for that, that's the reason I think that this can keep happening, is that Māori representation in those curators' roles is just so poor. And the current or the incumbents in those roles are just so poorly educated on these issues. You know, there's no reason why a Pākehā person couldn't spot an artwork that could be offensive to, you know, Māori people or whoever it is. But they simply have not been educated because there hasn't been space made for those Māori curators and artists. You know, to walk through these issues.
So, Linda, when you saw that picture, what did you think?
It's interesting. I mean, I can't really add anything intelligent to the debate. I'm not an artist and I don't have very much background in terms of art criticism or this whole area. I find it really interesting. To me, as, you know, Pākehā and a complete, you know, art virgin sort of thing, that it's an interesting debate to have because it does challenge my assumptions. Like, I would have thought in the past, oh, you know, isn't art supposed to be controversial and isn't it a place to challenge assumptions and that
Fair
sort of
point.
Thing? But it's not until someone, and this is the thing that's interesting about modern debate, isn't it? It's not until somebody like that actually explains to you why this is wrong that you can go, yeah, I can see your point of view. But sometimes we have to have that conversation in order to get there. And remember in the past it used to be that, you know, religion was the sacred cow and these people would do, like, offensive paintings using Jesus Christ or other religious motifs. And now that sort of seems like tacky and trite, doesn't it? And I think that maybe this will go that way too, that people will come to respect and understand why you shouldn't do it and therefore people will stop doing it and we move on.